President Trump and his allies are celebrating today after a 22-month investigation ended with the attorney general saying the president's campaign did not collude with Russians in the 2016 election. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders spoke with NBC News earlier.
This is something, frankly, that should never have happened. This is a two-year waste of taxpayer time and dollars. They spent over $25 million on this just to find out that there was nothing there.
Also today, Vice President Mike Pence called the Attorney General's summary of the investigation total vindication. And President Trump said today Special Counsel Robert Mueller acted honorably. Democrats, meanwhile, are not satisfied. They are demanding Mueller's full report be released to the public. We're joined now by NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
And tell us more about the reaction on Capitol Hill today from lawmakers to what people have been waiting for a long, long time.
Well, like they were earlier this weekend, all of the members of Congress are kind of scattered to their home districts. So their responses are kind of trickling in from wherever they are, and are a little bit based on what they may be hearing from their constituents back home. But by and large, they've been predictable. Republicans are saying that this is good news for the president, and they're ready to start kind of moving on. Though, we should say, a number of Republicans say they do still want to see as much of the report as possible. And Democrats are saying that things are not done, that this is just the first step in a longer process of investigating this president.
And today, Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, told reporters that he plans to further investigate how the Mueller investigation got started. Do you expect that to go anywhere?
Well, I mean, he is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and it is in his purview to start an investigation like that. So it is entirely possible that he could use all of the resources that come along with that powerful committee to begin looking into that information. In particular, one of the things that the president has focused on here is whether or not the Steele dossier, which is that outside collection of information, whether or not that was a part of it. We do know bits and pieces about how that information was compiled and who was involved, but it's possible that this might be something Republicans want to investigate as Democrats in the House continue their own investigation. So it's kind of a counterpoint to things that are going on the Hill.
At the same time, it may be hard for Republicans to make the case to go back and look into that when they are saying that Democrats need to move on and stop looking into what happened in the 2016 election. Kelsey, Democrats are objecting to the letter from Barr. Here's Senator Richard Blumenthal speaking on NPR's Morning Edition.
The American people deserve the Mueller report, not just the Barr report. In fact, this set of summary conclusions from Attorney General Barr is completely inadequate. And if I might say, it is very elegantly but brazenly devious in framing the message without providing the substance.
How likely are we to get the full Mueller report? Barr has promised to release as much of it as possible. Could lawmakers force Barr to give it over?
Well, they could go down the route of subpoenaing the entire report and asking Barr to appear himself or even Mueller to have him appear before Congress. Though I will say that I don't think any of that will happen until we see how much of the report Barr is willing and able to reveal through the process that they're going through right now, which is kind of vetting what is classified information, what includes sources and methods. So this will take a few more weeks before we kind of see exactly what the totality of the public version of the Mueller report will include.
Now, as people know, if they've been paying close attention in the last 24 hours, Mueller cleared the president's campaign of conspiring with Russians, but he didn't come down either way on whether the president obstructed justice. Barr has interpreted the report to say he has not obstructed justice. What questions will Congress be asking about that issue?
Well, Democrats say that that it's really an open question about obstruction of justice, and it is something that they definitely want to continue to investigate, because part of the reasoning that Barr cites in this in the letter is essentially that they can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the president intended or what his intentions were with the public statements that everybody saw throughout the entirety of this process, is his comments on the former attorney general and other employees other appointees. Now, I think that Democrats want to know more about that. And we have to remember what House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has said over and over and over, is that there is a difference between crimes and impeachable offenses, and that the one is not necessarily the other. So they are going to continue these investigations. We just don't know exactly what form that's going to take, though we expect Democrats will probably let us know a little bit more about that as this week unfolds.
Mm-hmm. And just briefly, what does all of this mean for the people who have pleaded guilty or been convicted in Mueller's investigation? Do you think it means anything about whether they'll get pardoned?
Well, it's really hard to know that. The president has been not very eager to talk about the concept of pardons. That will be entirely within the purview of the White House. And again, that's one of those things that we will watch unfold as those cases unfold.
That is NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell in Washington. Thank you.